Welcome back to the Super Minicast, everybody.
I know it's been a while since we but we're still releasing them.
Yeah, we took a little break because we recorded so many at once, and then we're like, yeah, we're good for a while.
And then we weren't good.
We're like, oh, shit, no, we're not. We're not good. So we're recording some more before Ryan skips town.
Yep, heads on back home for the first time in like a year and a half or so.
Ooh.
So it's going to be nice.
It's going to be real nice for you. Today we're going to be, we asked you guys on Patreon for some more things to talk about. I'll start with this one. Abigail wants to know about high school dances.
All right.
Our experience at high school dances. I personally had, I've had several high school dances I've gone to in the last year or so.
It's great for you.
No, I had a horrible prom experience.
Did you only go to senior prom?
I went to junior prom and I had a great time. Senior prom had an awful time.
See, I had a decent time at both proms. And also, I think there was like the homecoming Sadie Hawkins dance. And that dance took place in like, you know where the fairgrounds are?
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of near that in a tall building, like overlooking kind of some of downtown Columbia. I can't even remember what building it was, but it was just kind of like, okay. It was cool because like, wow, we're high up. That's cool.
That's official.
Yeah, very official. But I just remember senior year thinking that it would be a great idea to wear a light gray tux. And I don't think it looked good. It was also really big on me.
Oh, man.
I think it was a little too big on me.
I would love to see some pictures of
it
this.
It wasn't, like, fitted right, I feel. I feel like it was a little baggier than it should have been.
That was my problem, dude. Every time I went to, like, a school dance, I didn't have any clothes like that. So it would always be, like, 30 minutes before I'd go in my closet, and my dad, and I'd be like, I don't have anything. My dad's like, here, son, you can wear this button-up flannel shirt with these khakis that don't really fit you.
See, for prom, I went to Men's Warehouse.
Mm, me too.
But for the other stuff, I think I just wore what I wore to, like, church, which mm-hmm. was just a plain colored button-up tucked into khaki pants with a belt and church shoes.
I think I wore shorts to one of the school dances.
Please tell me you wore, like, shorts, some overalls, some, like,
I wore flip-flops.
Socks.
No. I wore, like, dress shoes, but with shorts. I don't know what I was thinking with that one. I remember my mom telling me not to.
I mean, that was the
to.
Look a lot from a lot of, like, the kids at church and stuff.
Not the way I did it.
It was shorts, and then it was, like, church shoes, and then it was their tucked-in polos.
Mm-hmm. Not the way I did it, though. The way I did it didn't look like I was, like, trying to do that. It looked like I was just, like, out of options, and this was, like, the best I could do. My mom's like,
whenever you're a kid and you wear clothes, it looks like it never really looks like you. I don't know. They don't make, like, kids' clothes that feel like they're made, except for, like, maybe just regular T-shirts. I always feel like kids' clothes always went, like, when you're really young, like, have flames on them and, like, Hot Wheels or, like, the Hulk on them and shit. And then later on, it just becomes, like, you're little men. You're tiny men. So we're making clothes for tiny men.
Yeah, essentially. It like, flips over and then I would wear, I think it's because the only pants I had were khaki long pants that, like, were a little bit too high up on my ankles, so I just wore shorts.
Because the growth spurts you'd be hitting as a kid, mm-hmm. and knowing Matthew Watson, how tall you are, 6'6"?
It just happened over one summer, I remember, the summer before 8th grade, and I didn't even notice it happened until I went back to school, and I was like, whoa!
I just remember there was a point in time where definitely, like, my mom kept being like, oh, you just keep growing. And then there's that one point where I surpassed her and then kept going. Because my mom's a little short person.
Yeah, well, she's a little person.
Yeah.
I remember for me, for growth, I started growing.
You took hormones.
Come on. I started growing, and I started growing really fast. And I grew for maybe, like, a year and a half, 2 years super fast, and then just stopped. Or then it just slowed down big time. And then,
dude, I remember going into the doctor's office and him just, like, coming in each year. He's like, oh, yeah, 5'11". Oh, yeah, you'll definitely be past 6 feet. And I was like, no way. And then I went the next year and it just stayed 5'11". I was like, oh.
You know what? So the reason you grow like that is because your body produces and releases certain hormones. Do you think it's possible to, like, inject yourself as an adult with those same hormones and continue growing?
I don't know.
Like,
that sounds like stem cell shit.
You want to hit 6 feet, right? Go to a lab, get those same hormones, hit puberty again. Your voice gets like twice as deep. You get like 6'8".
Listen to your motherfuckers.
But your testosterone's like off the chart, and I piss you off. You like snap my neck with like the slightest movement of your wrist.
I'm Brian McGee.
I knew a kid that had to take like hormones growing up because he couldn't grow.
He couldn't grow?
Well, no, he could grow, but he was like slower than everyone else at growing or something. So he took growth supplements to help him hit puberty.
Was this fucking Benjamin Button?
Yeah.
Did he couldn't Benjamin like Button go to your fucking high school?
I remember he was really insecure and he was a dick. Probably because he couldn't hit puberty the same.
That's why a famous villain archetype is the weak meanie, you mm-hmm. know?
That gets all the power and then
that either, you know, puts himself in a suit, you know, that like helps with them living, but like they become makes them more powerful, blah blah blah. The weak meanie. The nerd that goes, "Yeah, they never understood me. I'll show them."
Is the real life equivalent of that just school shooters?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I mean, kind of is.
Yeah, or just anybody who shoots someone for mm-hmm. for no reason.
Man, have you ever wondered what it would feel like with a bulletproof vest to get shot? It'll break your rib, right?
I break your rib. I heard it just definitely like knocks the breath out. It like just knocks the wind out.
Because it's just it's like. It's so much fucking force.
Yeah.
I heard it usually like if you're wearing a bulletproof vest and get shot, it'll break some ribs. You're not going to die though.
Just think how fast that, you know, that bullet has to come to a stop. That's a lot of force that has to just be.
Yeah. Think about how crazy that is that it's just such a tiny, lightweight, little tiny thing that carries that much force with it. Just because of one little.
I wanted y'all to talk about dances and now y'all are talking about. School shootings and the intricacy of bullets, bullet velocity.
This episode will be called Prom and School Shootings. but prom, high school prom. I think I've talked about this before, but basically what happened.
My date's sister hit a mailbox on the way to take pictures.
So I thought you said your dead sister. No. My dead sister hit a mailbox. She died on the way to prom.
My date sister.
Your date sister hit a mailbox.
Nice. Yeah. Maybe you should open up your ears next time.
I've been having hearing problems. Do you think. Was she okay? Were you with her?
No, it was just like the side mirror. It was like one of those moments where it's like, ooh.
Yeah. Were you in the car?
Mm-mm. I was waiting. Damn. And I was like, I wonder what's taking them so long.
Damn.
And then lo and behold, sister just took a turn too sharp. And damn. We took pictures, man, at that gazebo, at ye old gazebo.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to take a picture for prom,
go to a gazebo.
It better be at a gazebo.
I did the exact. There's pictures of me at a gazebo. I can probably pull up right now on my Facebook when I was younger. Why does everyone go to a gazebo?
Because it's like because every neighborhood has one. It's like, it's a gazebo is made for like post-wedding / prom. Okay, maybe not post-wedding. If you're taking like your wedding photos at a gazebo, like, at a neighborhood gazebo. I mean, all fine to you, but that only means that either if you had a backyard wedding, that's pretty cool, but then you should probably take the pictures in the backyard since that's the vibe you're going with and not travel to the middle of your neighborhood near the swimming pool to the gazebo.
Like the idea of someone having like their wedding just the neighborhood swimming pool. Hold on. I'm scrolling down to my prom pics. Yep. Where is it? There's some gazebo. Yep, there it is. This is me at a gazebo. It's like a concrete gazebo, but it's a gazebo nonetheless.
Well, I wonder if my mom's got to have like prom
See?
Photos of me.
There I am in a gazebo.
There he is. You know, I don't feel like looking that shit up, dude. But I was in a gray tux with like a light blue tie and all that.
Mm.
She wore a pink dress.
Ooh.
So our colors went pretty well.
Yeah, boy and girl.
Yeah.
You know, I was. The date I took.
Or was that junior? I think that was senior. Oh, that was definitely senior because I went with Gray, Daniel, and Luke. And all our parents came together and we took a limo to Bonefish Grill and then the prom.
Wow.
Yeah.
Every time I think of Bonefish Grill, I just think about that one dude that killed that girl.
What?
They worked at Bonefish Grill together. There's a JCS
video
on it.
Yeah.
But basically, I wasn't too much of a big swinger hitting it out of the park in high school with the ladies, so I went with a girl as a friend.
Ah.
It's one of those.
That's what I did junior year, but then we ended up dating. Then for senior prom, we went as a couple.
Ooh, super mega listeners will get this.
I have like a typical high school sweetheart story of like, you know, meeting, you know, knowing someone through most of high school, getting closer to them. We were in our separate relationships, then those ended. Then we got closer together. We dated. There were a bunch. I remember she's the one that asked me to the Sadie Hawkins dance. And it was because we were both producers for Silver Screen our senior year for the new show at our school. And she put a proposal at the end of the new show. I was like, wow. That
would have been awkward if you said no.
That's so sweet.
Everyone saw it.
Oh, dude. She knew I wasn't going to say no.
Oh, she knew.
she knew. I was smitten.
Aww.
I'd hope she was smitten too. But I'm not her, so I can't attest to it. I could call her and ask her right now. What like if I did, dude?
8 years later, 9 years later.
Hey,
do you remember when you asked me to the Sadie Hawkins?
We'll chat every now and then. So like, dude, how weird would that be if I like called my high school girlfriend? I have her number.
Hey, Ryan.
Hey, up? What are you up to? She's probably working right now.
Yeah.
But and then and to finish the story, it ends wonderfully. She went to college at College of Charleston. I stayed and went to Midlands Technical College, eventually USC. And then we broke up.
Damn.
About like, I think a year into college or so.
As most high school relationships do when college hits.
She was there for like, I think the start of Syndigo, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy. Yeah.
She was actually. Yeah. She's in an old sketch on Syndigo's, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Because we got a bunch of our friends in one of them, and she's one of them.
Just for those in high school that are going off to college, that are like, me and my boyfriend and me and my girlfriend, we're going to make it.
You might.
It's possible.
You might.
But also just know that if life takes in two different directions and it doesn't work out, that's okay, and it's probably not going to hurt as much as you think it's going to.
And just because something sucks doesn't mean it's not supposed to happen. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Just because it hurts or sucks.
What always makes me feel good is, even though like I don't necessarily believe in this stuff, but just being like, it wasn't meant to be.
Yeah.
Feels good. It's like, well, just wasn't meant to be. It wasn't going to happen.
And then I moved out to California,
mm-hmm.
and my eyes were truly open.
Yeah. You became a little cuck.
Yeah.
I
said, fuck this girlfriend shit. I'm just gonna get cucked.
I'm gonna have 10 boyfriends.
Exactly.
It's California and I'm gay now. I'm actually transgendered now. So I'm gonna drink the water, make my bones weak, and just only date men.
You didn't have a little high school sweetheart?
I did. It's senior year. I dated this girl. She was a junior. But then it was like the first time I really was like, oh my God, I'm in love.
And do you think the power imbalance of you being a senior?
Yeah. Oh man, it was bad. No, but she, cause we're the same age, but then she was like, oh, you know what? You're actually going, like, I go and I meet her family. I'm like, I kissed her. And then she's like, you're going to college in 4 months. I said, eh, let's just not. And I was like,
wait, really?
Yeah. I guess it was a good thing, but basically, I remember prom when I took my friend. We had to like, I'd like put my arms around her for pictures. And I was like, oh God, very scary stuff for me.
Dude, I remember dancing at prom and being like,
this one girl grinded on me.
That's what I'm saying.
And I was like, whoa.
That's what I'm saying. I was like, whoa, yeah. This is crazy.
I just remember this was my thought process. She was grinding on me, and I was like, oh no, do you think she could feel my wiener? Oh no. Do you think she thinks it's small? And I was like, get hard. No, I'm not getting hard. Shit, she's going to feel it and think it's small. And that was my whole thought process instead of just enjoying the moment. So, fantastic stuff. This was last week.
Yeah, I just went to the chocolate fountain.
Ooh, oh, you guys had a fondue?
Kinda. I mean, it
one
wasn't.
One of those rental ones.
It wasn't well kept. Yeah. It's like hard and crusty. And you. Oh, like, all right, it's still chocolate. And the cheese is getting old because it's sitting out. And you're like, okay. Hey, there's at least some cheese and chocolate. And
the same one?
No. Like, there would be, like, pieces of cheese.
Mix them.
You wouldn't dip the cheese in chocolate.
You could. You That's could. A Ween album.
You could dip slices of apples in chocolate. They didn't have I think they just had, like, little bread or something for us to put in the cheese. And then they had like strawberries and so, or something
for the cheese.
Maybe bread for the chocolate too.
I went to a fondue restaurant once called Fondue Le Yours. And you know what? The owner of that restaurant was the dad of the kid who had the growth hormones.
Oh,
weird,
damn.
Weird way to connect
how it all
back.
Connects.
Dude. I know.
I've only been to the Melting Pot as a fondue restaurant.
The Melting Pot. That's a great name for a fondue restaurant.
It's right next to Ye Olde Dutch Square Theater and Burlington Coat Factory. Although I did they close that Burlington? For those who live in Columbia and know the Dutch Square Mall / Theater, I mostly know it because I just went to the AMC Theater there. Is the Melting... No, not the Melting Pot. Is what was I asking?
Burlington
Coat Factory. Oh, yeah. Is Burlington Coat Factory still there? Did it close down? I felt like it closed down. It might still be there, though. To any of you who frequent the Burlington Coat Factory at the Dutch Square Mall in Columbia, South Carolina.
Great news today. Found out that the Burlington Coat Factory in Dutch Square Mall in Columbia, South Carolina is still, in fact, open.
Thank God.
My spirits
Wait,
are
high.
Wait,
can I just check? Like,
yeah, you can just go online.
Yeah, but I don't want to.
I'll do it for you, buddy.
No. Let the audience answer. Let the audience answer.
Well, I want to look it up for my... I won't say it, but I just want to look up the answer for myself. Burlington Coat
Factory. Dutch Square Mall.
Okay, let's see.
Dutch
I don't want you to see
mall.
My facial reaction. Okay, I got my answer.
You can tell me.
I'll let the fans do it.
You can tell me, man.
I'll let the fans do it.
It's closed, isn't it?
I'm not going to tell you.
This sounds like it's heavy, and you're going to tell me the Burlington Coat Factory at Dutch Square Mall is closed.
Ryan, it's not... You know what? I just don't feel like it's my place to tell you the status of the Burlington Coat Factory.